From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America, preaching Christ in all His fullness. For joining us for another broadcast of Let the Bible Speak, featuring the recorded messages of Dr. Alan Cairns, Minister Emeritus of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina. Today, Dr. Cairns continues a message called The Great Escape, part of this series of studies in the Lord's Prayer. Dr. Cairns will be with us shortly. First, please enjoy this brief devotional thought taken from C.H. Spurgeon's collection called Faith's Checkbook. Today's devotional is entitled, Defended and Covered. The text is Isaiah chapter 31 and verse 5. As birds flying, so will the Lord of hosts defend Jerusalem. With hurrying wing, the mother bird hastens up to the protection of her young. She wastes no time upon the road when coming to supply them with food or guard them from danger. Thus, as on eagle's wings, will the Lord come for the defense of His chosen. Yea, He will ride upon the wings of the wind. With outspread wing, the mother covers her little ones in the nest. She hides them away by interposing her own body. The hen yields her own warmth to her chicks and makes her wings a house in which they dwell at home. Thus doth Jehovah Himself become the protection of His elect. He Himself is their refuge, their abode, their all. As birds flying and birds covering, for the word means both, so will the Lord be unto us, and this He will be repeatedly and successfully. We shall be defended and preserved from all evil. The Lord who likens Himself to birds will not be like them in their feebleness, for He is Jehovah of hosts. Let this be our comfort, that almighty love will be swift to succor and sure to cover. The wing of God is more quick and more tender than the wing of a bird, and we will put our trust under its shadow henceforth and forever.
Thank you.
In this day of many uncertainties, the political unrest, widespread violence, and moral confusion, people are asking, what is it all about? What does life mean, or does it have any meaning? Thankfully, there is one place where despairing men, women, and young people can find the answers to those questions, the Holy Bible, God's inspired, inerrant word. The Apostle Paul, speaking of the gospel, wrote, "For therein is the righteousness of God revealed." He was referring to the righteousness that God gives to sinners on the basis of Christ's death on the cross. A medical doctor who found life's answer in Christ has written a brief summary of the central teaching of the Bible in a booklet called The Meaning of Life and the Love of God. In a few clearly written pages, he explains how sinners can find forgiveness and redemption in God's blessed Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. For a free copy of The Meaning of Life and the Love of God, simply email info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. If you wish, you may call us at 864-244-2408. That's 864-244-2408. If you prefer regular mail, simply write, Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. Just ask for your copy of The Meaning of Life and the Love of God, and we'll be happy to provide it. On this broadcast, Dr. Cairns brings the next portion of a message entitled The Great Escape, dealing with the final petition of the Lord's Prayer, "But deliver us from evil." The world is under the domination of a great force that produces all of the misery and wickedness we see around us. That force is sin, or what Christ referred to in this prayer as evil, or more properly, the evil. So pervasive is this evil that it even infects the professing church, seeking to lead people into all kinds of error regarding the gospel. As we learn from the Bible, the personality behind this evil is Satan. In praying, "Deliver us from evil," we are asking God to deliver us from Satan's power. The angel said to the shepherds, "Unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord." From Let the Bible Speak, may you have a blessed and Christ-filled Christmas. Now to continue this message, The Great Escape, here is Dr. Cairns.
What is the devil doing in the church? He is active, seducing people from the faith of the gospel. He is active in getting people to give heed to damnable doctrines, doctrines that damn the soul, to get them to embrace the lie rather than the truth, to embrace anti-Christianism in the name of Christianity. This is what the devil's about in these days. This is the great thrust of satanic energy in the church. When you look across Christendom today and you see that the great doctrine of justification by grace alone, through faith alone, in the merits of Christ alone, without the addition of the merit of human works, when you see that that doctrine has been almost entirely given up throughout Christendom, you can trace it to the activity of Satan blinding the minds of men, turning them from the truth to the lie. When you turn to 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, you can read of the progress of the lie. This is Antichrist at work. And when you see the lie being embraced in the church, when you see the finished work of Christ being replaced by the never-ending work of the popish mass, when you see the once-for-all sacrifice of Christ professedly being re-presented again and again and again at the words of some human priest, you have the lie instead of the truth. You have the darkness instead of the light. When you have the sovereign grace of God as it is exhibited in the gospel jettisoned, and the gospel, to use the words of a modern church and social historian, the gospel democratized. This historian traced this back to the work of the late Charles Grandison Finney, where he led great numbers of churches to jettison the old truth of the sovereign grace of God in the salvation of a sinner for the democratic principle that your choice is just as pertinent and powerful as God's choice, and neither has preeminence in time or authority over the other. That your choice actually is more ultimate than God's choice. That God has done all he can to save you, and now it's up to you to do what you should do to enter into what God has done. Democratizing the gospel. What have you got? You've got the lie, not the truth. For I want to tell you, the Church of Christ is not a democracy. The Church of Christ is the kingdom of the King of Glory. This is what the devil's doing. This wickedness from this wicked person invades the church, it confronts, it challenges every Christian. It threatens to damn every sinner. It attempts to neutralize every servant and every believer. It's a pervasive evil, and that's what the Lord is drawing our attention to. But thank God he goes further and tells us how to conquer it. And he gives us an urgent entreaty. What do you do about this evil? The very first thing you do is you pray. You do not join the Republican Party. Now, I'm not saying you can't join the Republican Party, but that's not the first answer to the evil. Or the Democratic Party either. You do not form a political pressure group. You do not make the Churches of Christ a merely right-wing political organization. That is not the answer. I'm not against the involvement of God's people in the affairs of their nation. In fact, I think this nation could do with a good dose of godly people practicing true godliness. But what do you do about pervasive evil? You pray about it. And it's only in a serious, ongoing fellowship with God that we will find the answer to this evil and the evil one who lies behind it. Only the people who are really, sincerely, honestly willing to pray will be able to stand for God in the midst of the all-pervasive wickedness of the days in which we live. That's why Jesus said, "Pray, deliver us from the evil." See, I can't overemphasize the importance of prayer in the battle with Satan and sin. You remember in Ephesians 6, the Lord, through the Apostle Paul, gives us the details of the Christian's armor. This is how you're able to stand in the evil day and withstand the wiles of the devil, and having done all, to be found still standing. He gives you the armor of the Christian. And then in verse 18 he says, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit. In other words, he's saying, take each piece and put it on with prayer. In Luke 21:36, the Lord Jesus spoke of the coming fall of the city of Jerusalem, fulfilled in the awful depredations that overtook the city in 70 AD. And he said, "Watch ye therefore, and pray always, that ye may be accounted worthy to escape all these things that shall come to pass, and to stand before the Son of Man." Pray. Pray always. That's the first answer. You consider this entreaty. It's not just a little childish form of words. This is a prayer that's marked by sincerity. Note its position. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us. He's saying, Lord, lead us. Go before us. Show us your word, show us your way, show us your will, and by the grace of God, we will walk in your footsteps, we will obey and follow you. And as we follow the Lord, deliver us. That's sincere praying. This is not the prayer of those hypocrites who try to live as close to sin as possible, and yet avoid its consequences. How many millions there are in the world who don't want to go to hell, but they don't want to get off the road to hell? How many Christians say they want spiritual power over sin and Satan in their lives, but they are not willing to separate from worldliness and wickedness? If you're going to pray this prayer, it's a sincere prayer. It's a prayer that's marked by simple trust. Lead us not into temptation, confesses our weakness. Deliver us from evil, confesses God's power. It recognizes the absolute sovereignty of our Father. It sees that Satan is under his control. It cries to him, "Father, deliver us." And it cries with assurance. Paul the Apostle had this assurance when he said in 2 Timothy 4:18, "The Lord shall deliver me from every evil work and will preserve me unto his heavenly kingdom." You see, this is the prayer, sincere and full of trust And of course, it's certain to be heard. It is certain to be heard. Why do I say that? Well, if you take a concordance, you can verify this for yourself. You find that in Romans 11:26, there is an expression that is the very same term as the word deliver us from evil. And it is the title of Christ. He is the deliverer of his people. All Israel shall be saved. As it is written, there shall come out of Zion the deliverer. That's the type of the term that we have in our text. And he will turn away ungodliness from Jacob. When we pray, deliver us from evil, we are invoking from our Father the intervention and the power of him who is our deliverer. We're pleading that God will deal with us in the power and through the merits of the Lord Jesus Christ. We're certain to be heard. And we're certain to be heard also because Christ prays the very same thing for us. Do you remember John 17:15? I pray not that thou shouldst take them out of the world, but that thou shouldst keep them from the evil. The very same thing as we're praying here, deliver us from the evil. As we pray this, he who died and rose again and intercedes for us now, he's praying the very same thing. We're praying, therefore, in the will of God. We're praying according to the eternal purpose of God. We're praying in union and in unison with the Lord Jesus Christ. There is no chance of our not being heard. This is a prayer that will be heard. And so this great entreaty will lead to a great escape. Deliver us from evil. The word deliver means rescue or save. The Lord delivered Lot. He's able to deliver the godly out of temptation. That's the word. When Paul was facing death, he wrote in 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 9 and 10, that God delivered us from so great a death, and doth deliver us, and will yet deliver us. It's the same word. It means rescue or save. This is then the teaching of this petition. God, our Father, has made available to us a sure way of escape from every device of the wicked one. There is a sure escape from every attack of him who is our adversary, of every attack of that great dragon, the devil. There's an escape from the slanders of the wicked one. That's why Satan's called the devil. You realize that? The word devil simply means a slanderer. I'm not going to go off on a tangent here, though I'm very, very tempted to. But when the wives of deacons are instructed not to be slanderers, literally they're told not to be devils. The very same word. When you're told not to slander, you're told not to be a devil. Why? Because the devil is a slanderer. But God has made a way of escape from his slanders. He's made a way of escape from his evil religion as the god of this world. He's made a way of escape from the seduction of the tempter and the serpent, of the enticements of the seducer. He has made a way of escape from the dominion of that spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience. There is a way of escape. There is power for the Christian over sin and over Satan. In a day of wickedness, Christian, you may live in holiness. In a day of darkness, you may walk in light. In a day of lies and deception, you may worship God in spirit and in truth. In a day of apostasy, you may stand for God in all biblical faithfulness. In spiritual warfare, you may serve in the power of the risen Christ. There is a way of escape.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of the Lord, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, Separated Unto the Gospel, a booklet that sets forth the beliefs and standards of the Free Presbyterian Church, you may have a copy free of charge, simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. Our email address is info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. If you would like to learn more about the Free Presbyterian Church of North America, we invite you to visit our website, www.fpcna.org. That's www.fpcna.org. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us again as we let the Bible speak.